Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love and your wonderful side of your day has been in the light as you in the light. And we thank you that we can rejoice in you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because in you we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're just going to go through three passages of scripture. And it's first going to start there with Malachi 4, verses 1 to 3.
For behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant, the self-righteous, haughty, and every evildoer shall be stubble. And the day that is coming shall set them on fire, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, with all full reverence, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forward and leap joyfully like calves released from the stall. You will trample the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah. We've seen clearly now that that Lord's day has come. He, for a time, he was 3 days, 3 nights in the earth, like Jonah in the belly of the well. But then he's been raised up and his day has come. And now he's got all authority. So everything is under his authority here on the earth. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. And the dead and the living belong to him. He's the Lord of all. And that's why it's so important. I love it when Paul went out to preach and he would come to lots of unbelievers. But the word would be, in him we live and move and have our being. You know, he's given for a time, you had your own family, your own nation, and you went your own way. But he now commands everyone to repent. Why? Because he's judging the world with righteousness, peace, and with the kingdom of God. And we'll read it. Denita's going to get it there now. So bottom line, and that the reality is here, and those that are in darkness that hasn't taken hold of the reality, or they haven't come to their senses yet, Jesus is ruling. He's King of all. And that's the bottom line. So you're either in the light or you're still in the night. When Jesus came here to the earth, I remember those words. The people is like sheep being torn by the wolves. And that's still the case today. If you haven't come into the light as he's in the light and you aren't walking with him, this day, the day of salvation, you've got the joy now of working together with the Lord and the grace, the goodness that God has got in his heart for you and for all mankind and for this world doesn't come to pass. But when you do, when God brings you in, then you are of the day. So here we can see this is a prophecy in Malachi, and this day has come. Jesus is ruling and reigning, and all the arrogant and the self-righteous and the unrighteous is being destroyed, being taken away, because that's why he died. He died to set free this world and bring it back to the way it is. God so loved the world, he sent his son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. And then for us who believe, we have the right to be children of the living God and walk with our God and enjoy his presence and his provision and rule and reign together with him. So that's the bottom line now. And so it's so beautiful here in Malachi. I see for us who revere, who respect, who take hold of the sun, he rises. Amen. Just like the sun rises every day, he arises up in us and he leads us. Amen. We go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and all the problems fall away because God takes us through. He blesses us. And our lives are then a testimony to the goodness of God for the brothers and sisters that are in Christ. We encourage each other. But those who are outside, it's a fragrance of death to them because they have got opportunities to see it now, to take hold of it and enter into it. But many of them, they just fall back into deeper darkness. But praise God, that's also a purpose, because as the sin gives pleasure for a season, and then later on, you have been the fragrance to help them to realize they must give up. You can't live in God's world that he made to bless mankind, and you still a problem, you still a curse, because your one foot is with the devil and your other foot is with the Lord. I say that because, you know, if God wanted, he could just wipe them off just like that. Yeah. But his favor is still there, even though they're in darkness and deep darkness and being pulled apart by the devils, the powers and principalities. He's still there. Amen. And so we are also there to pull them out, thread them down in the good sense of getting them to wake up, get finished with the old things, turn from the darkness and turn to the living God, because your God rules and reigns. Okay, let's look at John 16 quickly. This is also Jesus prophesying here, John 16 from verse 7, because he tells him there's a time in that day they're going to be persecuted. But then he says, nevertheless, from verse 7, must read it.
But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world about the guilt of sin and the need for a Savior, and about righteousness and about judgment, about sin and the true nature of it, because they do not believe in me and my message about righteousness, personal integrity, and godly character. Because I'm going to my Father, and you will no longer see me. About judgment, the certainty of it, because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, full and complete truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son, and he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. He will glorify and honor me, because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you.
Hallelujah. This is a beautiful portion of scripture. But you know, the Son of God has come, 1 John 5:20. The Son of God has come to give us understanding, and many times we haven't got understanding, and we need that. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to give us understanding. And here, what he's saying here, he will convict the world. But here you also see he doesn't convict the believer. Amen? The Holy Spirit has done his work in us already. When we were born, we also didn't know about the Lordship of Jesus, the day of salvation. And then the Holy Spirit convicted us of sin, because we didn't know the Lord, we didn't believe in the Lord. And then he convicted us of judgment, because the devil is judged. But when you're still in sin and you're in the world and you're outside of Christ, he's still leading you. He's still deceiving you. There's two kingdoms, kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. The kingdom of darkness, where Satan is lying, stealing, killing, and destroying, and the kingdom of God, where Jesus is giving life and life in abundance. So this is where we're at this moment. So praise God, they don't know that sin has been dealt with in Jesus. They don't know that the devil has been judged. And so he's illegally lying, stealing, killing, and destroying them still. And they don't know that righteousness has been made available in Jesus now. But us, we know it. Amen? And that's why for a little while, Jesus left them. And then he came back to them. And what happened? He said, go and wait until the Spirit comes upon you, until you receive power. And this is exactly what happened. And this has happened to the early disciples. They met the Lord. They entered into his day. And they started ruling and reigning as he would lead them and guide them. And this is the same with us as well, guys. We are the fragrance of Christ here upon this earth to experience kingdom realities. We're on this earth, but not of the earth. The carnal are on the earth and being deceived by the devil, but we are in the Spirit to live in the liberty now. And let's go see it now in 1 Thessalonians.
Right, verse 4 to 11. But you believers, all you who believe in Christ as Savior and acknowledge him as God's Son, are not in spiritual darkness, nor held by its power, that the day of judgment would overtake you by surprise like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We do not belong to the night nor to darkness. So then let us not sleep in spiritual indifference as the rest of the world does, But let us keep wide awake, alert and cautious, and let us be sober, self-controlled, calm and wise. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we believers belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope and the confident assurance of salvation. For God has not destined us to incur his wrath. That is, he didn't select us to condemn us, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So there we see, we're not of the night, we are of the day now. The day of salvation is also called the day of the Lord. And so we have turned and we are looking to and we're listening to the Lord and we are ruling and reigning. And that's why it's about salvation. And when we understand this and we're not just waiting for one day, we understand the reality has come. And that salvation, the day of salvation and the word salvation is the word Jesus. Amen. It was prophesied over him. You will call his name Jesus because he will be the salvation of his people. So he is salvation to us. And so when we look to salvation, we look to Jesus, we look to the ruler, the king that knows everything about us. We were predestined in him. And now he's leading us into the reality of what has been made available for us. So we together with him can arise and shine. So salvation is being in Jesus, staying in Jesus, developing on schedule, walking in his footsteps, and arising and shining. And then we can just end off there quickly, my sweetie. And so the conclusion here in Thessalonians is because you are not of the night, you are of the day. So you've heard these beautiful, wonderful chapters now. Put on Christ. You called for salvation, not for darkness and the devil and his lies. You in the world, but you're not of the world. You are raised and seated with Christ in heavenly places. Just conclude there, Ma.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, who died willingly for us, so that whether we are awake, in other words, alive, or asleep, dead, at Christ's appearing, we will live together with him, sharing eternal life. Therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another, just as you are doing.
Now, amen. In him we live and move and have our being. Keep shining, guys. Arise and shine. And no judgment has come now. You either in sin or you in Jesus. You either in the judgment of the devil, that's lying, stealing, killing, destroying, or you in with the Lord who comes to give life and life in abundance. And either you are still unrighteous, self-righteous, or you are righteous now, and you are righteous now. You're righteous. You're in the right place with the right God, with the right purpose. So arise and shine, for your light has come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.